A Name in Blood by Matt Rees, read by Rula Lenska. In July 1610, Michelangelo Merisi, known as Caravaggio, the most celebrated artist in Italy, disappeared. Though he had dangerous enemies and had been on the run with a price on his head for several years, he was said to have died of a fever. His body was never found. He died as badly as he had lived. Giovanni Baglione, 1566 to 1643, on Caravaggio, in the Lives of the Painters, Sculptors and Architects, 1642. What a good end he makes who dies loving well. Petrarch, 1304 to 1374, Sonnet 140. Prologue. The town of Caravaggio in the Duchy of Milan. Things thought hidden. 1577. The boy sat in the dark. Watch him, he thought. Watch this man, lurching upright with his hands to his belly, retching, grimacing, sweating, kneading himself with blackened fingernails. The sheets stank, but the boy remained on the bed. He wanted to be near the invalid whose privates and armpits were bulbous with the scabbing sores of the plague. This was his father, who was dying. Across the bed lay the boy's grandfather. Each breath choked the old man, rattling his narrow chest. Perspiration shone on his grey beard. Runnels of sweat glimmered between every stark rib in his heaving torso. Rotting plague.